Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us. Be it done unto me according to thy word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, Catholics always say lots of words in prayer. We have the prayers we've learned by heart. We have our rosary, which makes us think without using words, and love, and make good promises, as we say the holy words from the scriptures, from the angels, or that our Lord himself taught us. We use many words when we pray, but if we aren't careful to try to put those words into practice, the danger is it's just words. Today we keep the feast day of the seven holy founders. They were men, mostly laymen, although one was a priest, who would meet together to praise the Blessed Mother with beautiful words of prayers called the Little Office. The Little Office is like the big office that the priests say or chant every day, and it's all in honor of Our Lady, and it doesn't take so long, though, and it starts with Matins and goes through Compline. Back at their time in medieval Florence, a city in Italy, there were many people who said words, as there are today, to honor God or his mother, but sometimes they didn't mean it. But not these seven. They were very, what's the word? Sincere when they prayed. And so to reward them in an extraordinary way, one assumption when they were praying to Mary together, Our Lady appeared to each one of them separately, and she had a word for each one. And the message was this: you should leave the world and become a religious, and you should honor my sorrows full time. So they did. Imagine if, like Bernadette yesterday, you actually saw and heard the Blessed Mother. Do you think you could disobey? I don't think so. You would never forget that moment. So they did, and they went out to a mountain called Monte Senario outside of the city of Florence, and they led a very, very strict life, and they just prayed and praised Our Blessed Mother all of the time, and from time to time to be humble and also to get something to eat. They, although they had been very wealthy men, they would go back into the city and they would beg from door to door. As they were begging one day, there was a group of children on the street, including one very little boy who was only 5 months old, and they called them, these begging friars or monks, they called them Serviti Mariae, the servants of Mary, and the name stuck. It was prophetic. That was the word or the title by which they would be known from now on. They're called the Servite Order today, dedicated to Mary's sorrows. Now, the five-month-old baby, he would grow up to be the second founder of the order, and his name is Philip Benizi, and we have his feast day in August. Well, they led a very, very hard life, and Our Blessed Lady sent the local bishop to go and investigate and to say that they shouldn't be quite so penitential, because the bishop said you're living more like animals than human beings, and you have to have a more of a decent, proper life, and if others want to join you, well, then they could, and this could be a great work to honor Our Lady. Well, they were very obedient to the bishop, and they founded the order, and another saint from the Dominican, St. Peter Martyr, he came and he helped them, and then Our Lady gave them a black habit to wear, and they were ready to go. Yesterday, Our Lady, when she came to Bernadette, she used a very unusual word when she first spoke to her and gave her a job to do. You see, in French, children, there's two ways of saying you. It's a bit like as we have you, and then for God and holy things we say thou. Well, in French, the word is vous, and vous is used as a term of respect. But if you know somebody very, very well, or if you're talking to a child or to a dog or something, then you can say to. It's a term of familiarity. Well, back then, if somebody was a peasant or very, very poor or a servant or something, they would never be given a respectful title. Everyone would just use the word to with them because they were very low in the world. But Bernadette was so surprised Our Lady spoke to her as vous. She had a respectful greeting for even little Bernadette this 14-year-old, no-count girl from one of the worst families in town. That's how our Blessed Mother is. When she speaks to us children, she always speaks to us with love and with respect. Bernadette had a job to do, didn't she? She had a message, and she never forgot hers. Well, she forgot. Sometimes you get a lot of words, don't you, in your head, and it's easy to forget, especially when you get old. But even when you're young, sometimes it's hard to remember everything. And one time, she had to go to see the priest. Father told you about the priest, the Abbe Parimal, yesterday in his sermon. Well, she had to go to see the priest, and she had two things to tell the priest. And the priest was extremely strict and very severe and wasn't at all happy with what St. Bernadette was telling him, because he didn't believe, not yet, about the visions and everything. And so she got distracted, and she forgot the second part of what she was supposed to say. She had gone to see the priest with her aunt, and when they left the rectory, her aunt said, "Whoa, I'm never going to go back there again," because she was so frightened by the priest's strict and stern demeanor. And then St. Bernadette says, "Oh, I forgot the second thing Our Lady told me to tell the priest. I have to go back." And so she went back by herself. She was very brave. But I think you would be too if Our Lady told you personally exactly what she wanted you to do. So she had to go back and tell the priest that not only does Our Lady want a chapel built, but he also wants people carrying candles to come in procession there to the Grotto of Lourdes. And so she did. She was very brave about the whole thing. The last example of words, children, and this would be a little bit like Our Lady, that is to say, gentle and kind words, would be one of the saints whom we have today. And he was a bishop a long, long time ago, and his name was St. Meletius. And St. Meletius was a bishop when a lot of people didn't believe that our Lord was truly God. They thought he was a creature. They didn't believe the words of our last gospel, when St. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And the Word, of course, is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, God the Son. Well, because our saint was so kind and gentle and sweet-natured, the heretics thought, "We'll make him the bishop and he'll let us do what we want to." But they were sadly mistaken, because you can be kind and gentle and sweet without ever giving way on anything that's important. And so, on the occasion of his consecration as the bishop of Antioch, which was a very important job indeed back then, when the time came for the sermon, he was surrounded by his clergy, and right next to him at his right-hand side, that's where the deacon's supposed to go, stood the deacon. Remember, we had a deacon and subdeacon yesterday at the solemn mass? Well, the deacon who was standing next to him happened to be a heretic. I don't think any of our deacons are heretics, which is a good thing indeed. We can be very grateful for. Well, this man was a heretic, and when he heard St. Meletius, the new bishop, start to preach the catechism and to tell the truth about our Lord, which is what you remember, right, children? That there are three persons in the Blessed Trinity, and that our Lord Jesus Christ is true God and true man. When he started to say these things, the deacon reached over and went, he clapped his hand over the new bishop's mouth so as to prevent him from speaking. But, as you well know, children, there are more ways to communicate, to get the word out, than just using words. So what did he do? He used a sign or a symbol, and he went like this. That's, you see that sometimes in an icon or a holy picture from the East, and that means three persons in one God. And then this means Jesus Christ. They form the Greek letters of an X, which is for Christ. And two fingers are here, God and man. Two natures and three persons in God, in the Blessed Trinity. So when he went like this, then the deacon grabbed his hand and pulled it down, and he had to take his hand away from the priest, from the bishop's mouth. And then he opened up his mouth and he started preaching the truth again, which goes to show that if you're going to profess your Catholic faith, nobody can stop you, and they may as well not even try. Well, let's ask our Blessed Mother today, as Holy Mass starts, to make us mean the words that we say, and to remember not only the words we say in church during Mass or at prayer at night when we pray our rosary together with the family, but, I mean, all in between, to make our words as Mary would speak, to be respectful and to be kind, to be mild and gentle, but always to tell the truth. And most of all, perhaps, because everything else would work then, that you and I, too, we should be the servants of Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.